Which coin has Riz? When the Oxford University Press announced its word of the year for 2023, I'll admit that it was one that was new to me. Riz. UrbanDictionary.com gives some colorful examples of the word in application, which you can review at your leisure, but explains more broadly. Riz actually comes from the word charisma, where in southern Baltimore they've started to shorten it to rizma, the noun replacing charisma, and to riz, the action of showing charisma. Through Twitch livestreamer Kai Sennett's editor, a resident of South Baltimore, he started putting riz in the compilation thumbnails, and the word was adopted all over the United States. Smithsonian Magazine defines it as style, charm, or attractiveness, or the ability to attract a romantic or sexual partner. Apparently, it also beat Swiftie, shorthand for fans of Taylor Swift. It made me think of a word I came across when reviewing Heritage Auction's offering of selections from the Bob Simpson collection at the 2024 Florida United Numismatists Convention. The Bickford 1874 dated $10 pattern coins with the word abique on the reverse. It is Latin for everywhere, and was part of inventor Dana Bickford's proposal for an international coin that would be accepted for a stated value across national borders. Bickford came across the idea in Europe, where he would lose money exchanging currency between countries and encounter other inconveniences. The ubique inscription would suggest that the coin was good everywhere, or that it was ubiquitous. The proposed coin was supposed to be a $10 gold eagle, weighing 16.72 grams of 0.90 fine gold, so it would have 15.46 grams or 48375 troy ounces of pure gold. Six cartouches circle the reverse, conveniently providing the value of the coin in U.S. dollars, 10 British pounds, 2.1.1, German marks, 41.99, Danish kroner, 37.31, Dutch gulden, 20.73, and French francs, 51.81. While fluctuations in the value of gold and silver meant that the exchange rates would have varied, and one coin would not be able to serve varied nations. Unthwarted, Bickford continued promoting this idea for several decades. Image, an 1874 dated pattern, was part of a proposal for an international coinage by inventor Dana Bickford, where one coin could be used across multiple countries. The word uki is centered on the reverse, implying that it would be ubiquitous. Coin images courtesy Heritage Auctions, ha.com. Dennis, is there a word on a U.S. coin that surprised you? Dennis, this is the first time I've heard charisma, abbreviated to Riz. It reminds me of the new options for shortened names meme: Jennifer, Niffer, Elizabeth, Zabie, Jonathan, Onath, Christopher, Stop, etc. I don't think I'll ever be able to work Riz into everyday conversation, but who knows? English is a language on the move, and we have to stay nimble. As for Dana Bickford, I love that he thought Americans would appreciate ubiqua on our coins 1,000+ years after people stopped speaking Latin. Seems optimistic. But maybe he did understand his audience. A $10 gold piece would never be an uneducated day laborer's coin. A factory worker had to toil for a week to earn that much in 1875. But doctors, lawyers, bankers, and others who learned Latin in private school, and who would be more likely to handle gold coins, would appreciate the inscription. Latin isn't completely dead. Today we still have E Pluribus Unum, and that's on every U.S. coin from the cent to the dollar. I like the strange spellings, typographical errors, and odd language on old coins and tokens. Not technically U.S. coins, because they predate the Revolution, but early American. I'm thinking of the Massachusetts willow, oak, and pine tree coinage that spelled the colony as Massachusetts, or Massachusetts. The 1737 dated Higley coppers that show a broad axe saying, "Jay cut my way through." The 1776 dated continental currency pieces with the typo currency. I remember reading the front sections of my first red book and being fascinated by these oddities. Image, U.S. colonial Massachusetts, silver pine tree shilling, 1652. Obverse, pine tree at center, IN Massat sets around. Reverse, 1652, XQQ at center, New England dot dome around. AN number 1884 64 1. As someone who copy edits compulsively, the 1793 a large cent is frustrating to me. Why didn't the designer tighten the letter spacing just a wee little bit, so they didn't have to abbreviate United States of America as United States of America? Then there are misspellings caused by dye-related errors in early U.S. coins, like the 1796 Liardy large cent and the 1796 Likardy and 1800 Liebechty half dimes. They're fun. They stand out in a crowd, and they educate us on the challenges of early U.S. minting technology. Fast forward about 220 years, and I'm happily surprised to see so much diversity in language on modern U.S. coins, particularly the American Women Quarters of 2022-2025. These coins are innovative in their use of the Cherokee syllabary on the Wilma Mankiller Quarter, Spanish for Nina Otero Warren, Jovita Dar, and Celia Cruz, Hawaiian for Edith Kanakaole, and Osage Orthography for Maria Tallchief. Lawrence Brown, past chairman of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee and a collector of modern coins, has spoken about the importance of representation in coin designs. The United States Mint's inclusive, innovative use of language shows Americans and the world that we're truly a nation of one, made up of many. E pluribus unum, and kudos for that. Be on the lookout for another installment of Collecting Friends next month, or subscribe here and never miss a post. In the meantime, explore beautiful coins from the ANA's Edward C. Rochette Money Museum virtual exhibits. About the Collecting Friends blog. Hello, and welcome to the ANA's blog series, Collecting Friends. We decided to approach this much like a conversation between friends. One of us starts with a topic, then the other responds. Simple as that. Along those lines, we'll keep the tone conversational as much as possible. We both write about coins professionally, and we'll keep our relative style guides in our writing. For Dennis, publisher at Whitman Publishing, that means capitalizing proof and italicizing Red Book and never saying anything bad about Ken Bressett, who's awesome anyway. For Steve, who's written with CoinWorld for 15 years, it means winged Liberty head dime instead of Mercury dime, and similar nuances and oddities. And it means writing a guidebook of United States coins, better known as the Red Book. Both of us started collecting when we were little. Introduced to coins by a chance encounter with an old coin that sparked our curiosity. One of Steve's interests is coin valuation, and he gravitates towards the intersection of art and coins. Dennis enjoys metals and world coins, and studying modern U.S. coins in the context of older series, What Came Before. We met in 2012 at the American Numismatic Association World's Fair of Money in Philadelphia at an event hosted by the Austrian Mint, where there was both a Ben Franklin and a Betsy Ross impersonator. We've become great friends in the past decade. We even were appointed together to sit on the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee, starting in 2016, but Steve resigned soon after he was appointed to accept a full-time job at the Treasury Department, while Dennis was reappointed in 2020. We taught a course together on numismatic publishing and writing a few years ago at the summer seminar, and while life has gotten in the way of us teaching another class, we jumped at our friend Caleb's suggestion that we write a column. We hope you enjoy it. About the American Numismatic Association. The American Numismatic Association is a nonprofit organization dedicated to educating and encouraging people to study and collect coins and related items. The association serves collectors, the general public, and academic communities with an interest in numismatics. The ANA helps all people discover and explore the world of money through its vast array of educational programs, including its museum, library, publications, conventions, and numismatic seminars.